McCarthy-aligned Super PAC shatters fundraising record with $130 million war chest for 2022 midterms. By Jacob Bliss on July 14, 2022. The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy-aligned Super PAC Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, announced on Thursday it shattered its previous fundraising record, raising a combined $226 million with its policy partner and having a $130.4 million war chest heading into the fall. The Super PAC, which has been supported by McCarthy, RCA, and the rest of the Republican leadership in the House, announced that the PAC and American Action Network, AAN, the Republican-aligned policy advocacy group, have raised a combined $226 million this cycle, a new fundraising record for the second quarter of 2022, and have a $130.4 million war chest heading into the midterm elections. CLF touted $130.4 million cash on hand as the best cash on hand ever in the organization's history at this point in the cycle after raising $43.5 million in the second quarter of 2022. The Super PAC raised an additional $4 million from July 1 to 4. Which appears on the report due on Thursday for Texas's 34th congressional district general election. Compared to prior years, CLF has nearly $60 million more than the organization has ever had at this point in the cycle, with the previous record being $71.4 million in 2018. Additionally, the last record held by the CLF and on for an entire cycle was $215 million. CLF's second quarter fundraising number, $43.5 million, is also more than double what the Democrats' House Super PAC was able to raise, $19.7 million. We continue shattering records because Americans of every stripe are fed up with the direction Democrats have taken the country and are ready to change course, CLF's president, Dan Constan, said as a result of their record fundraising. This is a significant down payment on what's needed to win a new Republican majority and put a check on the Biden administration's disastrous policies. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.